In the time of Eliyahu Navi, as I told you, but I have to tell you again now, Ahav and his shlechta wife Yezebel were hunting down all the tzaddikim that were true to Hashem and believing in Hashem's Torah. And chas v'shalom, if they caught somebody that was davening or learning Torah, they would kill them. Because everybody had to bow down to the Getchke, the Baal. Everyone only could believe in the Baal and not in Hashem. And Eliyahu Anavi was the only tzaddik who was left to lead the Yidden. The other ones were killed by Ahav and Yezebel. And Eliyahu was the leader of the Torah Yidden. And other Yidden went to hide. And in a cave up in the mountains, there was hiding 100 of the Yidden, Talmidei Chachamim, who learned Torah and who believed in Hashem. And they had to be in the cave. It was very dangerous to come out, because if they came out, they could be killed, because all over was Ahav's soldiers hunting people down. How would they stay alive in a cave up in the mountains? Because in a cave, you have to have food, and you have to have water, and you have to have whatever you need. So as I told you, the king had an officer named Ovadia, who was also a great tzaddik. And secretly, he and his wife took care of the 100 tzaddikim in the cave, the 100 Talmidei Chachamim, and they brought them food, and they brought them to drink, and they brought them, what else? Oil, to make light, so they could have light to learn Torah. And to feed 100 people during the week, 3 times a day, and for Shabbos and for Yontiv, cost so much money. And just to buy the food and even the pots and pans to cook in your kitchen and all the things they need cost a lot of money, which Ovadia did not have. So he and his wife went to borrow money. And the one they went to borrow money was, his name was Yehoram. Yehoram, a big Rasha, but he was very rich because he was the king's son. He was the son of Ahav. And Tati always gave Yehoram plenty of money. And Yehoram lent it out. You think he was a big tzaddik by lending out the money? He lent out $100, but he took back $125. He charged the rivis. He charged money for you to borrow the money, which is not allowed in the Torah. If you lend a dollar, you're only allowed from a yid to take back a dollar, and no more. And they kept borrowing money, and they kept borrowing more and more money to buy food for the tzaddikim, and to buy oil, and to buy whatever they need. And every time they went to Yehoram to borrow more money, he said, "Where is the money you owe me? You have to pay me back my money, plus you have to pay me back extra money because I'm letting you borrow money. Pay me back already." And there was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that they owed. And Ovadia hoped to Hashem that Hashem would help to get money to pay back, because he didn't even have enough money to buy things for the Talmidei Chachamim in the cave, much less to pay back the money. And finally, Ovadia died. He passed away before he ever paid back Yehoram. And now Yehoram came to Ovadia's wife, the tzaddikis, and he said, "Now you owe me the money. Your husband died, but you owe me the money, so you have to pay me back. And if you don't pay me back, I'm going to take away your 2 sons. Your children, oh yes, they'll be my slaves and you'll never see them again. So either you pay me back the money you owe me that you borrowed, or else say goodbye to your children and they'll be mine, my slaves." And the poor woman cried. She trusted Hashem, and she went straight to the great tzaddik of the time, Elisha. Elisha was Eliyahu Hanavi's main Talmud, his closest Talmud, and he became the leader tzaddik of the Eden after Eliyahu went up to the Shemayim alive in the fiery wagon with horses. And she goes to Elisha and she cries and she says that she owes so much money, and she tells him what happened with Yehoram and what Yehoram is going to do. And Elisha says to her, "What do you have in the house that's worth any money at all? Something." And she says, "We're very poor. We hardly have even any furniture. We don't have really any money. Hardly any clothes. The only thing we have in the house that's worth anything is a little bottle of oil of Shemen Zeis." And Elisha says, "Then you take that little bottle of oil and you do exactly what I say. Take as many empty kalim as you can get your hands on. Take empty cups, empty glasses, empty jars, empty jugs, empty bowls, empty buckets, empty barrels, even broken ones, anything that you can pour oil in. And if you don't have too many in your house, go to your neighbor and borrow them, and go across the street, and go down the block. Fill your house up with as many empty kalim as you can get your hands on, and don't tell anybody what you're going to do. But I'm telling you right now, you and your sons are going to fill all of those empty kalim with oil." But the woman says, "But I only have a little bottle of oil in my house. Where will I get so much oil to fill up all those empty kalim?" Elisha says, "Don't you worry. Just do what I say." And the woman trusted the tzaddik, and she knows that a tzaddik is very close to Hashem. And just like Hashem, the way a yid is connected with Hashem is nasa v'nishma. First we do, and then we understand, because sometimes we're not going to understand things from Hashem. Hashem is higher than us. The same thing at tzaddik. A tzaddik is like Hashem. If he says something, you don't necessarily understand it. But even if you don't understand it, the first thing is you do what he says. Later on, if Hashem helps, you'll come to understand it. Elisha is telling the woman something she doesn't understand, but she's going to do it because a tzaddik said. And she went home and she took her two boys and she said, "Let's get all the empty things we have in our house to pour oil in." And then they went around to the neighbors, knocked on the door. "Excuse me, do you have any empty bowls or cups or jars or jugs or barrels or buckets? I would like to borrow them just for a few days." And the neighbor says, "Oh yeah? What do you need it for, huh?" "Oh, just something. I'd rather not discuss it." Elisha said it should be a very big secret. He doesn't want any ayin hara. He doesn't want people to know about this great miracle that's going to happen. And they borrowed from all over whatever they can get their hands on, and they filled the house with empty kalim. And then they closed the door that nobody could see. And the woman put her feet on the floor, and Elisha had told her, "Don't move your feet from the beginning to the end of the pouring of the oil." And her two sons, they would go around the house and bring her the empty kalim. And so they brought the first empty cup. And she took the little cap off the bottle of oil. And she put her feet exactly in one place without moving. And she started to pour oil into the cup. And as she pours, she sees that the cup is filled with oil, until it was full. And right away, without stopping, they brought another bowl. They brought a bowl after the cup. And she continued pouring until the bowl was filled with oil. And right away, when the last drop was filling the bowl, they pulled away the bowl and they started a bucket. And then they took a jar and they took a barrel. And the oil kept pouring and pouring and pouring without a stop. That little bottle of oil kept pouring oil and oil more and more until they were filling everything in the house was full of oil. Many, many cups and jars and barrels and buckets and glasses, everything all over filled with oil. Even the broken ones, as long as they wouldn't leak out, until they filled the last one. And the woman says, "My boys, are there any other ones left in the house?" They said, "No, Ma, finished." And as soon as they took away the last bowl, the last drop poured out of the little bottle of oil, and that was it, no more. "What now, Ma?" "Well," Elisha said like this, "we have to go sell the oil in the marketplace. And we'll get money." And he said, two things will come from the money. One thing is, we're going to pay back Yehoram the thousands of dollars that we owe him. And after that, Elisha said, we're going to live from the rest of the money. We'll have enough money for the rest of our life. Well, the two boys said, "Yeah, but you know, we owe so much money, even if we would sell all the oil, I mean, how much money will we get from it anyway? We owe so much money to Yehoram." Well, Kinalach, the woman only knows what Elisha said. And they started taking the oil to the marketplace to sell it. Now, Kinalach, do you know the way the marketplace goes? I'll tell you the way the marketplace goes. Sometimes a thing is worth a dollar. But sometimes, the way things are, the price will go way up. For example, it happened a few years ago, coffee. Coffee used to cost maybe, whatever it was, a dollar a jar. But then, because of a few reasons, the price went way up. And now you have to pay $5, $6 for a coffee instead of a dollar or two. Gasoline for your car, the same thing. It used to be a quarter just for a gallon, and you could fill up your car for a couple of dollars, and that was it. Now the price went so high, you have to pay even much more than a dollar for a gallon, and you have to pay $20 to fill up your car. It shot way up. Other things are the same way. And sometimes, overnight, the price can go up. And in the morning, they call out the prices in the marketplace. Yesterday, oil for a jar was a dollar a jar. And it was always usually around a dollar a jar. But because of certain things that happened, the price of oil that day went way up. And they announced in the marketplace, today oil is worth $10 a jar instead of $1 a jar. That means you can sell the oil for $10 for one jar instead of $1 because it's worth so much more money. And they started selling the oil, and everybody needs oil for cooking and for light and for everything. And they sold the oil at $10 for a jar. And that day they made so much money. And at the end of the day, they had bags and bags of money. And they went to Yehoram, and they paid the money that they owed, every penny of it. And the rest of the money, they gave tzedakah, of course, to poor people, and thanked Hashem. And they had money for the rest of their life. And that is the story of the miracle with Elisha and the oil.